I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 9th. Lee Kennedy Construction Company of Quincy has been awarded the contract to build the new Squantum Elementary School. Quincy Commissioner of Public Buildings Paul Hines told the City Council this week that Kennedy was chosen from 9 applicants by the committee overseeing the project. Hines said the committee was able to negotiate the reduction of $2 million in fees down to $100,000 in fees with Kennedy. The City Council also approved $1.8 million to begin preliminary work for the new school. Construction is expected to begin next August. Hines says the total cost for the new Squantum School is now estimated at $109 million. The state is expected to reimburse the city for at least 50% of the cost of the new school. The Quincy City Council has signed off on rezoning the MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street. Councilors Monday voted 7-0 to rezone the property from Residence D to open space, a proposal Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton made earlier this year. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy was not at the meeting this week. Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris recused himself from voting because he works for the state. The 4-acre site in Wollaston's been in use as a bus garage for 50 years and was used to service streetcars before that. The site is next to Veterans Memorial Stadium, part of Marymount Park. The T is in the process of building a new garage at the former Lowe's site on Bergen Parkway, which is expected to open in 2027. Mayor Thomas Koch said he thinks the T should transfer the land to the city at no cost because it took a commercial property, Lowe's, off the city's tax rolls. The City Council is slated to meet next on Tuesday, October 15th. Then they will not meet again until Tuesday, November 12th. Quincy companies that manufacture or store hazardous chemicals will have to register with the city and be subject to periodic inspections under a new regulation. The City Council this week approved a new ordinance proposed by Emergency Management Director Allie Sleeman. The regulation requires companies that make or store certain designated hazardous materials to pay a registration fee with the city and adhere to proper storage and transportation procedures to ensure that those materials pose no hazard. Sleeman says there is no statewide regulation covering such substances, leaving it up to cities and towns to impose their own regulations. Sleeman says there is a federal standard that companies have to adhere to, so now they'll also be required to report to the city. Any violations would result in fines and possible shutdowns. Sleeman said there are 35 companies in Quincy now that are impacted by the new law. Quincy-based Stop & Shop announcing price cuts of up to 30% on several common products across all of the chain's Rhode Island stores, and that some locations in the greater Boston area are also piloting price reductions. The company, which is owned by Ahold Delhaize USA, says the price reductions apply to both national and store brand products. Examples of the decreases in Rhode Island locations include a 30% price cut on boneless chicken breast value packs, 25% on Haas avocados, 19% on 8-ounce packages of Kraft shredded cheese, 11% on 6-ounce Yoplait yogurts. Company said it's also eliminating a 10-cent fee for paper bags across all stores in the state. In addition to the changes in Rhode Island, a Stop & Shop spokesperson says that the company has already lowered prices on thousands of items inside stores across western Massachusetts and Connecticut. They said poultry prices were already cut in eastern Massachusetts stores, and an unspecified number of stores in the greater Boston area are testing the more widespread price cuts. The spokesperson hinted that more would be coming. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey recently issued a statement after a study by a local group of teens indicated that Stop & Shop was charging higher prices for the same items in urban locations, such as Jamaica Plain, as compared to more suburban stores, such as in Dedham. A driver will be summoned to Quincy District Court for her involvement in a deadly crash Monday night. A 28-year-old Randolph woman whose name was not released is being charged with motor vehicle homicide by negligent operation and other violations. Authorities responded to a two-car crash near the 700 block of Randolph Avenue about 10 o'clock Monday night, found two vehicles that had sustained serious damage in the northbound lane. One of the drivers, a 43-year-old Boston man, was transported to Beth Israel Milton Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. His identity is not being released at this time. The second driver, the 28-year-old Randolph woman, was taken to Boston Medical Center, where she's being treated for her injuries. Police say they submitted a criminal application summons for her, and additional charges could be filed as the investigation continues. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Steward Healthcare said in a notice filed in bankruptcy court that it's abandoning Norwood Hospital and closing affiliated facilities in the coming weeks. Norwood Hospital has been closed since 2020 due to catastrophic flood damage. Medical Properties Trust has been rebuilding the hospital. Video of the flooding showed water rushing through the hospital and vehicles underwater in the parking lot. In September, Norwood Town Manager Tony Mazzucco said he was hopeful to find a new operator for the hospital amid Steward's bankruptcy proceedings. The proposed closure date for Norwood Hospital is November 5th. It's also when the hospital's license to operate is slated to expire. In a statement, Steward said, given ongoing bankruptcy proceedings and Steward's difficult financial position, reopening the facility is not feasible. Steward's also closing Norwood Hospital satellite facilities that provide cancer care and medical imaging services. The three facilities have also been marked to close no later than November 5th. Steward filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in May. In August, Steward announced agreements to sell its hospitals that survive bankruptcy. Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer and Kearney Hospital in Dorchester closed on August 31st. Five of Steward's Massachusetts hospitals have since been transitioned to new operators. The U.S. Senate recently approved a resolution intended to hold Steward CEO Ralph De La Torre in criminal contempt for failing to testify before a Senate panel. He has since stepped down from his role. Massachusetts has committed about $500 million to see Steward exit the Bay State's healthcare landscape as it continues through the bankruptcy process. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 126, the NASDAQ rose 259, and the S&P added 55. Other Asian markets rose, the dollar was higher, the euro fell, oil at $74 a barrel. Sports: Bruins lose their season opener to the Panthers in Florida last night, 6-4. They'll take on Montreal at the Garden tomorrow night at 7. National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny with a high of 64 degrees. Clear tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 59. Sunny 65 Friday, sunny 72 on Saturday. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. The wind out of the west, 5 to 10, will increase 10 to 15, then gust to 20 knots today. High tide, 4:26 p.m. Sunrise, 6:50, sets at 6:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 9th.